Will the Senate please come to order? The members please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Elton is excused from a call of the Senate.
Thank you. If the members would please stand. Our invocation today is by Bishop Michael Warfel of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Juneau.
We give you thanks, Spirit of Wisdom, for you speak to us in ways that often surprise us. You often uncover truths that we had kept hidden from ourselves, and you support us in tasks we fear to undertake alone. Come to our aid, Spirit of Power. Move among us and strengthen us for the work of this day. Come to us, Spirit of Compassion. Turn our hearts to the needs of the powerless, the poor, the sick, and the innocent. Spirit of God, be with these legislators. Inspire them. Encourage them. Strengthen them. Fill them with enthusiasm for the work they must do. Amen.
And Ward, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 30th legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Parnell.
Thank you, Madam President. This day it brings me great pleasure to make a special introduction, and over the last few years, our family has come to Juneau and lived on Star Hill, and we've become acquainted with a person who has a long history with the legislature and whose family has a long history serving the state of Alaska. In the gallery behind me, I want to introduce Lucille Mahoney. In fact, when I came on the floor and I started talking up front, I learned that she actually used to give the paychecks out here and gave a paycheck out to our floor staff. Many, many years ago. And Lucille worked for the territorial legislature. She also worked for the state legislature somewhere in the late 60s and early 70s. She is known for her work ethic, and she always went the extra mile to get a job done. Lucille's been actively involved in the Emblem Club, which is a local service organization, and we even have pictures of her helping, I believe, to found that Emblem Club in 1946. She's held a number of leadership positions there over the years. Her father-in-law, Bill Mahoney, was the U.S. Marshal in Juneau from 1934 to 1950. And her husband, Daniel, served for a number of years as the state director of selective service. For her many years of contribution to the state of Alaska and for her family, this is her first trip back to the Capitol in 24 years. And I would just ask the floor to welcome Lucille Mahoney back to the Capitol. With Lucille today, there are several Juneau Emblem Club members, and Senator Elton is not here to introduce them, but I wanted to introduce Carol Anderson. Carol, would you please? Okay. And Sandy Hicks. Loretta Neitlinger. Jean Telford. And did Dolores not? Dolores is not here? Okay. Please help me welcome these Emblem Club members to Juneau. Two people in particular who brought Lucille this morning, and I want to introduce a friend of ours that has helped bring many plates of cookies over to our house at night and kept us company, kept me and my wife company. Please welcome Jessica Menendez to our Capitol. And also, I want to introduce for the first time this year the love of my earthly life and the person who's shown great patience for me over the years. Please help me welcome my wife, Sandy.
Senator Wilkin.
Sandy the saint. thank you, Madam President. I have three introductions. First, from the Alaska Healthcare Consortium, one of the people that's trying to bring better health care to the state of Alaska. Proud to say he's my constituent in the Grow Gallery. If you'd please welcome Dr. Gary Schwartz. And from the State Chamber, who is with us this week in the Capitol, two members of the State Chamber Board of Directors and two that are members of the Fairbanks Board of Directors of the Fairbanks Chamber. First, a partner in the law firm of Borgeson and Burns. Please welcome John Burns. And a name and a face familiar to you all, a successful businessman and a family man and a big part of the Fairbanks community. Please welcome back to the Senate, Mr. Ralph Seekins.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. I also have a constituent in the Grove Gallery. He's certainly not a stranger down to these halls, and he has a list that's a mile long of things that he has done for the state of Alaska. And quite frankly, I'm very proud to have him as a constituent of mine and also as a good friend, Dr. Hugh Thames.
Senator Torgerson.
Thank you. There haven't been too many from the Kenai come down here. Kind of lonely,
wow.
But I do have a friend.
You've got company.
Believe it or not. I'd like to, back in the Grow Gallery, a person that's with the Dr. Schwartz and the Alaska Community Care Foundation, Jerry Neer.
Please help me welcome him to the Senate.
Senator Lehman.
I see, Madam President, in the front row of the Grow Gallery, one other gentleman who was not introduced, who's also wearing the Alaska State Chamber tag, but that's Arnie Thompson, who's with the Alaska Crab Coalition and also here with the Chamber as well.
Further introductions? Messages from the Governor.
There are no messages from the Governor this morning, Madam President.
Do we have any messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Yesterday, we read across House Bill 222, a House Judiciary Bill, an act relating to the remedies available to judgment creditors against limited partnership, general and limited partners and their assignees, etc. it has a Senate companion bill, Senate Bill 165. I gave it the same referrals as 165. However, when we checked, when the Secretary checked, she found that the Senate bill has actually gone through those committees and is sitting in Senate rules. So I'm going to change the referrals in House Bill 222. It will go to the Rules Committee, and they will have an actual hearing on the bill. But the Senate bill has gone through those committees already. Senator Mackey.
Can we return back to introduction of guests?
Hearing no objection. Under introduction, Senator Mackey.
I see four other guests in the Senator Ziegler's gallery that are not constituents of mine, but I believe they're all friends of ours. And I would like to introduce Dennis Brandon, Randy Rudrick, Pam LeBeau, and Karen Brand with the Chamber. Please welcome them.
Any other introductions? Communications.
Report from the Commissioner of the Department of Administration dated February 3 was received stating the monetary terms for the collective bargaining agreement reached with the International Organization of Masters, Mates, and Pilots, Pacific Maritime Region in accordance with AS 2340-215. And the report from the Commissioner of the Department of Administration dated February 3 was received stating the monetary terms for the collective bargaining agreement reached with the public employees, Local 71, representing the Labor Trades and Crafts Unit in accordance with AS 2340-215.
I will refer both of those monetary terms on contracts to the Finance Committee.
Those are all the communications this morning.
Standing committee reports.
There are no standing committee reports this morning, Madam President.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Senate resolutions for introduction.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Senate bills for introduction.
Senate Bill number 257 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to notice requirements for certain final findings concerning the disposal of an interest in state land or resources for oil and gas relating to administrative appeals and petitions for reconsideration of decisions of the Department of Natural Resources and providing for an effective date.
Resources Finance.
Senate Bill number 258 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to registration for commercial set gillnet fishing sites relating to leases for shore fisheries development and providing for an effective date.
Resources Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Madam President.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations honoring Don and Nikki Gilman, commemorating the life history of Chief Vasila.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent to citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, these citations are approved. Do we have unfinished business this morning? unfinished business?
Yes.
Senator Mackey. Senator Mackey.
Moving to ask unanimous consent, I'd be shown as excused from the call to Senate on this Friday, Friday morning claim time.
Senator Mackey will be excused on Friday morning. Further unfinished business. Are there announcements? Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Madam President. A few announcements. First of all, I want to remind all members of the Senate that on Monday the 14th at 5 o'clock is the personal bill deadline for having personal legislation introduced. After that deadline, only the committees can introduce it. Also, I want to remind members of the February 15th date that your APOC campaign disclosure, year-end campaign disclosure, needs to be filed. Those of you that intend to be candidates, that's a very important date to remember, as you might all recall, that you have to have that filed by. Also, candidates, the POET and POET reserve accounts reporting has to be done. If you're not a candidate but you're carrying funds over to a future campaign, be sure and get those taken care of. Another date, March 15th, to remind yourselves of is where your financial disclosure statements need to be turned in, which will identify any of your memberships on boards of directors and other types of things, economic associations. Make sure you check for that reporting to get done. Also, reminding members, there will not be a session on Monday. Although it is not a state holiday, we will not have a session on Monday. The lounge will be open. The lounge will be closed, however, on Saturday and Sunday. I think that's all.
Further announcements? Do we have special orders? Senator Mackey? Adjournment motion?
Move the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
We're adjourned until tomorrow.